Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. According to a new study published by the American Dietetic Association, it appears that Americans are not getting adequate nutrition. After studying how well different ethnic groups met the recommended daily allowances through food intake and supplement consumption, they concluded that many middle-aged and older Americans are just not getting adequate nutrition. The study found that vitamin users tended to be older Caucasian women and college-educated. Chinese Americans tended to have the lowest intake levels of calcium, and that Chinese and African Americans had much lower levels of calcium than Caucasians and Hispanics. The study also found that potassium levels were very much below the recommended daily allowances, regardless of whether people took supplements or not. This led researchers to suggest that vitamin formulas should be changed to deliver higher potassium levels. Our next story from the Institute of Medicine sounds like the medical profession is finally catching up with the chiropractic profession. According to the meeting, which focused on integrative medicine, physicians are starting to embrace a more holistic approach to caring for their patients. Integrative medicine combines prevention, treatment, rehabilitation, and recovery efforts, while promoting wellness instead of reacting to disease. Dr. Ralph Snyderman of Duke University, who led the meeting, stated, and I quote, "Health is more than the absence of disease, and that it is more effective to intervene early for chronic diseases and to treat them coherently over time rather than treating events when they occur." Sounds like Dr. Snyderman must have just attended a patient orientation lecture at his local chiropractor's office. And when I come back, we'll take a look at a couple of new superbugs you may need to be on the lookout for, and how learning can keep new brain cells alive.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Douglas Stockell at 310-985-1515. Now back to the news.
After years of overprescribed antibiotics, it seems that a new type of superbug, those that are nearly impossible to treat, has become a reality. The most famous superbug to date is the MRSA infection, a staph infection named for its resistance to methicillin antibiotic. According to the Infectious Disease Society of America, two new drug-resistant strains may soon become as deadly as MRSA. These gram-negative bacteria are superbugs wrapped in a double membrane and can literally chew up many antibiotics. Most susceptible to the infections are those in hospitals, the elderly, and premature infants. A strong immune system is the key to avoiding these superbugs because there is nothing in the pipeline to counter them once infected. And for our last story, Dr. Tracy Shores, a professor at Rutgers University, has shown that as long as the brain is cognitively challenged, new neurons will not only be developed, but will survive and continue to function. Scientists had believed only young, developing minds were capable of developing new neurons. But more and more research is showing that age has nothing to do with it. The key is challenging the brain, actually exercising it through learning to keep it young. It turns out that the tasks that require the most mental effort to master produce the neurons that lasted the longest. Unchallenged neurons literally only last a couple of weeks before they disappear. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. A baby's head is 1/4 of its total length, but by age 25 will only be 1/8 of its total length. As it turns out, our adorably oversized baby heads won't change size as drastically as the rest of our body. The legs and torso will lengthen, but the head won't get much longer. and that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.